brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another suds segment where we feel good beer is best when paired with bad accents and long belches.
That's right.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeehaw!
Wow.
Joining me at this southern table today is Gouda Boy Caperton.
Howdy, y'all.
It came out really good.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
Good old boy Mike.
V-O-L-S. Go Vols go.
Go Vols go.
That's right. That's the best way I can approach this episode.
Tennessee Vols strikes the fear in the heart of every Alabama fan.
Yeah. There's a community college in southern Alabama that's almost fearful.
Wow.
Good one. Thank you.
Good old boy Dave.
Dave's not here.
It's a classic.
His evil doppelganger's here instead.
Love that.
I am good old gal Juliana.
Yeah.
With my strong northern roots.
Yeah.
Going to try to get through this episode.
She doesn't know any SEC football chants. Is that what you're saying?
No. Darn proud
of it. I guess we're going to have to work on
that. If it's not Nittany Lions, she don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what a Nittany is.
Yeah. Here you go. Nittany. There's the problem.
Hey, look. They're strong.
Did they just misspell 90?
No. Like,
we got 90 Lions.
Are you the lion that's Nittany?
No, I'm not. We are the knights who say neat, nitty, nitty.
That's great.
The knitting lions.
Really?
Good Money Python reference.
Thank you.
Really? There's a button that just needs to be pressed. Not that button.
You know, that's the way it goes.
And gone to see its maker.
That could almost be a theme in my life. Mike, there's always a button that needs to be pressed and you have not found it yet. This could be a theme, you know.
It's personal and professional.
Yes,
life.
That's correct.
God bless. All right. Today we're headed to Alabama.
Where the locals think is a palindrome.
Let me out.
Home of the Crimson Tide.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand how they think that, red tide is something to be proud of, but whatever.
Don't let Carrie Ann hear you say that.
No.
And white,
scary.
Yeah, and white barbecue sauce? What is that?
I do actually like that. Is that an Alabama thing or is that a Carolina
thing? It is a Alabama thing.
Are you sure it's not a Carolina thing?
No, it's full on Alabama.
No mayo in barbecue sauce.
There's a
specific,
I like that stuff.
Of Alabama.
I like that's
true.
In Alabama,
it's good on vegetables.
Mayonnaise and vinegar.
Yeah, it's like ranch, sort of.
All right,
it's going bad.
Spicy ranch.
Ranch. It's been in the fridge too long.
Yeah.
In this state of Alabama, we are doing a takeover of Trim Tab Brewing Company from Birmingham, the capital of all that is elephants and tide and. Yeah. Black and white houndstooth or whatever.
Houndstooth.
This is a dangerous mission for us, especially for good old boy Mike.
Yes.
He's currently number one on their least wanted list.
Bam.
Too many
Once
jokes
again.
About sister dating and missing teeth, I guess. Amongst other things we won't mention.
Welcome to Alabama. It's my wife and my daughter.
Call me Uncle Daddy.
You may address her as whatever you care for.
Oh, gosh. Well, before we go any further, though, this sud segment is brought to you by...
Do you like stuff?
Do you need things? Well, come on down to Stuff and Things. We have more stuff than anyone, and our things are so competitively priced. Stuff and Things, Things and Stuff, Stuff and Things and Stuff and Things. Now with more stuff. I hear the things are half off right now.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good... Is that a...
I'm all in.
I'm a stuff kind of guy.
I'm all in.
Is that a, like, Friday after Thanksgiving sale?
Yeah, Black Friday.
Black Friday. Yeah.
Which, hey, here's a quick thing. Like,
okay.
Why do they have to keep moving Black Friday up? Like, doesn't it start in July now or something? Like, daggum, man. I thought it was one day.
Why avoid the rush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are they putting Christmas stuff out in August?
Wait until Singles Day comes to English-speaking countries.
What is it?
Singles Day.
What's that?
The largest retail day on the free planet.
Oh, Singles Day.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Yes.
Well, you get a discount if you're single?
No.
You get a hookup and,
yeah,
a, and you get
much,
to buy
yeah.
some gifts.
Yeah.
Oh.
They figure since you're not, you know, spending money on a loved one, that you have plenty of disposable income to buy like 10 times more useless crap.
Buy stuff for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Nice. All right. Good old boy, Dave.
Yes.
What? Tell us something about TrimTab.
Okay.
Good luck.
This is what they say about themselves on their website. We are a small, gritty brewery located in Birmingham, Alabama, that focuses on expressive IPAs, experimental stouts, and fruited sours. The end. And thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Jesus.
Oh, you're still here? All right then, nosy pants. Here's more about why we exist.
Wow.
For us, why we make beer is as important to us as what beer we make. And that says a lot, because we literally obsess about making the best beer we possibly can, unless it's got key limes and a bunch of other crap. TrimTab Brewing began with an idea. We are inspired by the possibility that we all have the capacity to change the world with the things we can affect, that you can create a world you love. We believe that the small things matter and that they are responsible for the big impacts we want to see in our lives.
I like that choice.
That is our
inspired
message.
Inspired by the possibility. Not really inspired, but just inspired by the possibility.
Yeah, you know, the possibility of being
really
inspired.
I don't think they really think it, Mike.
That is our message, and craft beer is our bullhorn. But what is a TrimTab? Great question. The answer to it is why we are here today, and it is actually the reason you're on this earth too. A TrimTab is a very small, unassuming piece of equipment on ships and aircrafts. It's a small rudder on the larger rudder. And at first it doesn't look like much. It almost looks insignificant, but it's a metaphor for something much larger. The TrimTab takes almost no effort to move, but it creates huge impacts far beyond its size. It's literally what pulls the larger rudder. It's what guides the ship, no matter how big it is. At the end of the day, the TrimTab is the actual source of how all direction balance is achieved. So,
sorry.
So basically,
I don't think they wrote any. I'm sorry.
I think the 12th edition of rewrite of this marketing material would suck just as much as this one. So
okay,
it was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Then there was more. There was some stuff about Buckminster Fuller. And,
oh my goodness.
You know, but good, I
good
cut it
beer,
loose.
Seriously.
Good editorial decisions.
Yes, sir.
Good old
All
boy
right.
Dave.
Back to you, good old gal Juliana.
Wow. Okay. Jeez. Good old boy Caperton, would you please give us today's lineup?
I guess I would be glad to. the TrimTab Brewing Company beers that we'll be trying today are TrimTab IPA, coming in at 6.3%.
Fabulous.
Grand Prismatic Double Dry Hopped Hazy IPA, coming in at 6.5%.
Fabulous.
Open Sails, a Lemon Key Lime Grapefruit Imperial Sour.
Ooh.
8%.
Or a whipped cream, please.
Beachcomber, a Banana, Tangerine, and Pineapple Imperial Sour.
I'm both frightened and aroused.
You're half right. 7.5%. The Observer Triple Dry Hopped Hazy Double IPA at 8%. And 205, their Southern Pale Ale at 5.5%.
Interesting lineup.
Yes. Well, good old boy Mike, since we know you're just dying to show off your Alabama accent, why don't you give us the Suds ratings for today?
Do it, Dad. Well, I'll be very grateful doing this because in Alabama, we pride ourselves in being able to talk clearly and distinctly to reveal our Suds episodes. We're going to be discussing and rating these beers with our Suds rating plus our signature belching sounds. And here are those ratings now. It has nothing to do with Alabama football. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Well, that might have something to do with it.
Roll Tide. You have to end every sentence with Roll Tide. Tuberville
didn't win nothing while he was here. Number two, was that a belch?
Roll Tide.
I mean, I usually say that every time I visit, you know, down to Auburn. Anyway, number three was, what a relief.
Roll Tide.
That's usually by the time we're crossing into Georgia. So number four is, a body should really not make that sound.
Roll Tide.
Now, that's for Uncle Larry. It comes in, you know, and he sits in the chair, and that's all we can say. Number five is, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Roll Tide.
That's like, hang on, sister wife. I'm coming in hot.
That's right.
Sister wife.
Now, I just want to point out, I did not say that yet.
You knew you wanted to, though.
I waited for you, Mike.
Roll Tide.
I hesitated. Yeah, wow. But when you didn't jump in there, I had to.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
There you go.
You can substitute War Eagle sometimes if you want.
Yeah, there's...
Wait. Somehow I'm thinking that War Eagle is not the way to go.
That's the only way I'm going to get through this flight is to think that these are actually beers made by Auburn grads. Yeah. So that's as close as I'm going to come. Yeah. Whew.
Roll Tide.
I think you might be right, too, Mike.
It has to be.
Wow, that's the first time that sentence has been said on this show.
Yeah, for sure.
Undergrads. Hang Auburn on. Undergrads.
Let me go call my aunt or my wife.
Oh, gosh. We'll be back with the beer in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's brewery is a brewery takeover from Birmingham, Alabama. Trim Tab Brewing Company.
So I like how this is renewing our restraining order from Alabama and the fact that Caperton's now going to be an additional party that's going to be added so that as we're just greeted there at the state line, you know, I'll have company. So
I can only think of two good things.
Whoa, this will be good.
And
I can only
they?
Think of two good things.
And what are they?
One, they're both musicians. Sun Ra, who hated Alabama so much, he insisted that he was from the planet Saturn.
And do you blame him?
And who could blame him? He's actually buried in Birmingham. I've been to his grave. And the Reverend Fred Lane, who is a musician and an artist, and he's actually such a fluke for Alabama. It's not even funny. And I've managed to witness him perform twice live, which is actually pretty. I mean, he's not out there in the public eye very far. He's hiding as well. So that's it. That's it. That's what
you got.
That's it.
Okay.
I got nothing else.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What's that brewery? Good People. Are they from Alabama?
Yes,
they are. Good People's from Alabama. Good. Yes,
I hate to bring up Trim Tab's competition, but yep. I like
super solid IPA and one of the best brown ales on the market.
So I can't completely write off. I shouldn't because Good People actually make pretty good beer.
Yeah. Straight to ale.
I know the brand. I'm just not. I haven't had a
They've
lot of their
changed
beers.
So many brewers there. I've lost track.
Yeah.
Alabama
Shakes. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't like them? The band? I mean,
They're okay. Okay.
I want some beer.
It's not like a life changing.
The
thing,
Muscle Shoals Brass.
All right. Okay. Moving on.
I got no beef with them.
Okay. Moving on. Let's talk about one of their flagships, the IPA.
Okay.
Coming in at 6.3% ABV.
Yep.
It's balanced, sessionable IPA that explores intense hop aroma and flavor without excessive bitterness. A huge amount of Pacifica hops are added in a dry hop, which adds to the beer's distinct orange marmalade, rose petal, peppercorn character.
It takes a while to get the whole thing into your mouth.
There you go. That's pretty much how I feel.
Ripe citrus fruit aromas and flavors dominate, creating a beer that is an iconic example of Trim Tab's commitment to making expressive and complex yet balanced craft beer. It's an effort to answer the question, what it means to be a Southern IPA.
Yeah. So they need to cut that whole marketing thing down to like three words.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's just, way over the top, from a marketing perspective. I just think this is a very good, solid IPA. It's interesting that they describe something at 6.2% as sessionable. I have a bit of a problem with that. So
true.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but once you violate 5%,
fair point.
That crosses over into, dude, you just made a good IPA.
Yep.
Can you just drop out like that? And
can I have some more of it?
48 other words you have. Yeah, I don't get the orange marmalade, rose petal, and
it's got a little bit of floral quality to it.
That is about as far as I'm going to go.
Yeah, I don't know that I could narrow it down to a rose petal.
So
a little pinky
that's,
up.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's a pretty tasty IPA. And I think that's what, hey, Trim Tab IPA. It's pretty tasty.
It's very well balanced.
I think people would buy that.
I love how well balanced this is. And I can't really pick anything distinctive out that says, there was a huge flaw in it here. That's about all I could really think is what event would I be consuming this at,
My funeral.
Maybe the
Alabama-Tennessee game?
The beer bowl. No, definitely. I'd need something a lot stronger for that game.
No, Caperton, I would
start with Jen and Ann.
Not drinking an IPA at your funeral.
Huh?
I'd be drinking a Saison or two.
Yeah, I would be. Yeah. So it's like I'm going to jump in here and
it
say.
It definitely gives the Good People IPA a run for the money. So really? I'm thinking how things would be on the tap walls, for places where both these products are distributed. Really? And I'm really thinking that this is a interesting challenge, because the hop profile is remarkably very, very close to the Good People IPA for sure.
I think the best thing about this beer is that everyone in Alabama can spell it.
Maybe.
Now I just became that guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Banned once again.
I just don't agree with a lot of what Mike's saying. It's I'm going to check his temperature on the next break.
Yep.
I tended to be the outlier on this. It's a weird bitterness to this, man. I mean, really? It's just not, I'm not.
Too much rose petal?
Something. I think the hop choice, what did they say the hop was? It was a hop I don't even know.
Pacifica.
Yeah.
I'm not super familiar with that hop.
Yeah.
But I attribute it to that. I also attribute it to a little bit of their grain bill, maybe. It's a little maltier than what I would expect from my IPA. And the bitterness, like I said, it's just kind of got a weird lingering.
I think the malt bill is kind of why I like it, though. What do you think, Juliana?
I like it. I'm looking. So Pacifica is a New Zealand hop.
Okay.
Would be Kiwis.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the new, so risky. Those hops are like, you know, when you overdo some of those new worldy hops like that, they just, they're not as good as they are if you just kind of be a little
restrained.
Yeah.
Well, and they come out with citrus, floral, and orange aromas and flavors. So I could see where they're getting that orange marmalade because there is a little citrus, but it's not like, it's not pithy citrus. It's a sweetened citrus.
Yeah, you're not getting all the bitterness of the rind, you know, kind of component of it. You're getting more fruit.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bit of floral on it, which for an IPA, I'm not used to getting a lot of floral notes.
Yeah.
So I think that's what makes it interesting. And what I'm digging about it is that it's a little bit different. Sorry.
So I'm going to say that in my opinion, you know, we're all different here. And it's, my opinion is no more valid than that, but yours. But I don't want weird freaking IPAs, man, you know? I mean, sometimes you just have to
stick. We need hops from Merck.
I mean, I'm not saying don't be creative, but I'm just saying.
Why don't you buy your hops from Merck?
Sometimes we haven't done things because it doesn't work.
I vote, but
I'm glad you guys enjoy it.
We're going to be sitting out front with our pickup trucks going, you better use America hops.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I feel like when breweries do these marketing things for their beers, they do it like a Mad Lib or something. It's like, give me three adjectives, you know, two fruits.
That was a little overdone for sure. But that aside, I'm not digging this beer. But you guys did, and I'm down with that. So.
What did we rate it, Julia?
So we rated the IPA from Trim Tab a 4.
Under protest from Caperton.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to the Grand Prismatic.
Okay.
A very colorful can, if I do say so myself. It is a double dry hopped IPA brewed with Mosaic Galaxy and Motuka hops.
I do love me some Mosaic.
And this one is 6.5% ABV.
So a very interesting conversation I was having with good old boy Kendall, who's not here on the episode with us, but happened to be around to taste his flight with us, that there's an interesting playbook, you know, that's kind of playing out here with some of these, many of these beers, where they have a common base beer, and then they're going through and creating all these different, you know, hop varieties. And we've seen this play out with a large number of breweries over time. And my challenging question, both to Julianne and to Kendall, were who started that? Because it was a rather interesting trend, and there were, you know, a few likely candidates. I think you chimed in first, didn't you, there, Caperton?
Yeah, but I think I had it wrong.
That's okay.
Those were breweries that didn't necessarily use the same base.
Yeah. But still, I thought it was an interesting choice that you threw out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yazoo did a hop project, and they were different beers each
time, though. As a lot of people were kind of experimenting with hop profiles, and this kind of goes down that same path. Trillium was doing this, you know, very early on.
Yeah.
Bearded Iris was doing this right behind their moniker, which is Cultivate Variety.
Cultivate one variety.
In the middle of making 22 different hop beers, you know.
Sorry. Well, they use a lot of variety of hops in
love those guys.
Little segments.
I mean, it's great beer. It's an interesting marketing moniker. That's all, you know. Yeah. And this is really kind of stepping down. I found the Grand Prismatic had a very common, creamy, had really good hop blend to it. I actually like this. I thought it was very tasty. I'm not usually a fan of Motuka.
I am, for sure.
You know, in terms, but I really thought that the Galaxy was probably the dominant, you know, blending component out of between the three, you know, hops that they listed here.
Galaxy and Motuka are both Pac Rim hops, so I think those two in particular play very well together. I think Motuka is one of those hops that accentuates other hops. And on its own, it's not super impressive, but it's somehow it's greater. The sum is greater than than the individual product.
Although I think there was a Funkworks Motuka.
I've used that hop just on its own in my own beers. I love that hop.
Yeah.
It's got a nice kind of lime quality to it. But I you know what? I liked this beer. This was my favorite beer of the flight. It for a double dry hopped beer, I didn't think that it was like it's the amount of haze and stuff like it's not juice, you know. Yeah. It's not
right,
but it's like those with those hops. I didn't know the hops when I tasted this beer, but it's not surprising that I gave this beer a much higher rating than the other beers.
Yeah. I like the creamy mouthfeel.
Yeah, it's not bad, and it's warmed up well as well.
That's another good sign for it. Like it comes up to temp. Yeah.
Well, I think it'll be very interesting that these beers would go head to head, with Bearded Iris in a common market.
I don't think this beer could hold its own against
brewers. I'm with you. Yeah. I would find the Bearded Iris to be, probably the better.
Some of them, not all of them.
Well, sure, not all of them. But that's generally speaking.
That's the big thing with Bearded Iris is there's such a huge swing from beer to beer, man.
Yeah. Juliana, what'd you think?
I'm having a hard time with it because I like the creaminess of it. I like the hops. There's just something that isn't quite, I can't put my finger on it, that's just holding me back on giving it a really good
rating. It's a little sweet rating. For one thing. I mean, it's a double though. It's not a double dry hop.
There's not a big pop to it.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know, but.
Maybe that's it. And it's just the fact that it gets a little muddled in the
middle.
There's
no wow factor.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. And I'm used to those East Coast double dry hopped wow factory.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For a double dry hop beer, this is pretty
reserved.
Muted. Okay.
Yeah. But muted. That's actually the best word, I think.
Yeah, muted.
It's a little muted. Well, there's that. They can't all be winners in my mind, right? But
what was your personal rating? Just
3.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I gave it to.
But the Grand Prismatic Double Dry Hopped Hazy IPA from Trim Tab, we did rate a 4.
Oh, snap, because Mike made us.
Yep. No, you were, it was half and half. I gave it
a 4 too. Yeah. I was.
So do we have time for my topic worthy of discussion?
Well, but of obviously it's your show, dude. Come
on. So good old boy Justin happened to be visiting in Nashville, Tennessee.
From Florida.
And we were driving around to a local retailer and we happened to drive.
Strip clubs.
We drove by a strip club that's right next door and they had this huge sign.
Dance club.
How many stories start? We were driving by and there was a strip club next door.
It's exotic dancing.
That's what I love about this story. It practically makes itself. They had this sign on the side of their building that says, you can get a free lap dance if you have a negative COVID-19 test.
I think that's genius.
So we were just speculating. I'm like, wait a second. It's like, so how many of these can you do? Like,
so how quick did you guys go get your test?
It's like, hey, Tom, this is your 19th, test that you've had in the last 3 days. I think
you've run
out of, free negative COVID tests.
I support the arts and their dancers. Guys.
There you go. That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
A lot of these ladies are working moms.
They are.
I was like,
are they in aerodynamic, what do you call it? Aerospace school.
Aerospace. There's a lot of space involved.
There's a lot of aerospacing.
Sure. So when you guys got your lap dances, was it a full song?
Well, the thing is that I didn't have mine with me. It's like, do you keep your COVID test on you at all times?
I bet you, obviously. I bet you have from now on.
It's like, so I was like, well, so if I show you my test, will you show me your test?
That's a good fair
point.
I'd like
a broader spectrum of tests for you, not just a COVID test.
Fair point. Show you mine if you show me yours.
Is that the new pickup line?
Yes. There you go. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Yeah. I'll take your temperature.
I think that's been around for a while.
Yeah, but it's never been more relevant.
Yes, I agree. I don't know. I just thought it was a very innovative marketing campaign for the strip club.
I do know that you know, this year has caused a lot of different businesses to have
maybe,
to be creative.
Maybe breweries sure. should go for that. You know,
that's what I was about to say.
A, you can get a free beer for that's every right. negative COVID test.
Got a negative COVID test? Have yeah. a seat.
Get a flight.
Have a seat yeah. at the bar.
But I know like
kind of like the lap dance a little better, but
some
you know,
strip clubs
I've seen
have
what
done,
brewers look like. Yeah, I'm like, that yeah, is yeah. the better deal.
Some yeah, strip clubs have done like drive up. You know, service.
Guys, they're dancers.
maybe they should combine marketing tactics. You can
they're
get a free lap dance
who,
and a free beer.
Over the course of their dance, yeah.
they're
have
dancing,
less clothes
they're
on.
Dancers who want nothing more than to make you happy.
I don't agree with that.
Okay. Well,
there are dancers who want nothing more than to make as much money as they can while
hey. That's a given, okay? That's a given.
Hey, girls got to make a living.
Who
right?
said money can't buy you everything?
Well, I just really loved the story kept on developing for like the next 2 hours between Justin and myself.
I bet. Wow.
And we
I
were bet. Having way too much fun with the whole thing.
Then they looked up and they were like, we've been in this strip club for like 6 hours.
We got to go do something else.
My wife's going to kill me. Yeah,
I'm on my 14th free lap dance. Yeah. Where are you at, man? Definitely, I'll leave a picture of the billboard that was on the side of the building if you want to check it out. Use it for your own entertainment, you know. So, yeah, I just thought that was worthy of discussion.
But here's what I want to say.
Okay.
And this is what Mike left out of his story, all right?
Okay.
Those guys who were given those lap dances, all right, they were working hard, all right? So those fellas...
Yeah,
they really earned their living.
Yeah, we were helping to propel the economy.
Yeah,
that was my of the economy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
What's everybody so quiet for? It's like it's real.
I know.
Okay.
Wow. We just Mike's thinking back to that day.
We talked about this.
Missed opportunities. That's all I can think of.
Missed opportunities.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, indeed.
I wonder what the dancers are like in Alabama.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
you know,
too.
Usually it's, you know, they're related. I mean, I don't know.
You know where's your aunt? Yeah. Van, your mom, next up on stage number 4.
Not necessarily a deal breaker. Sisters.
A lot of stretch marks.
Okay. We'll be right back with more beer, hopefully, after this interlude.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
The beer show about beer.
So yeah. Today we're doing a brewery takeover of Trim Tab Brewery.
Sort of.
Roll Tide.
In Birmingham, Alabama. The next beer that we are going to talk about is Open Sales.
Open Sales. Showing up to stage number 7, Open Sales.
Sounds very breezy.
It's an
it?
Imperial Sour Ale with lemon, key lime, and grapefruit.
She wants your heart, but she's a tart.
You know,
maybe
if there
they were
was,
a fan of Christopher Cross. We don't know.
You know, if there was ever a sour beer that could use some lactose in it,
this might be totally it. Ugh. In fact, that's what I wrote down. God. Key lime beer, this needs more whipped cream. And I agree with Dave, you know. Seriously, yeah. This is one of the few times you're going to say it. Dude, find some lactose.
Get some sugar.
Get some sugar
it's
in this
It's just
thing.
All kinds of
oh,
tart
my goodness.
And pithy.
Yeah.
And not in a good way. Like, it's not a deep, involved, like, flavorful sour. It's just, let's just put a bunch
We've had good key lime beers.
And, really?
You know,
sure.
Yes, we
sure.
Have we
sure.
ever?
What is that?
Westbrook makes a key lime gosa.
That's yeah, that's nice. That's a good one. What is the one out of Colorado that we
hated it?
we really love the key lime beer. I
From
can't
Paradox?
Think of Paradox. Yeah, makes a great key lime beer that we really love.
It.
No, we didn't hate that, Dave.
Pretty sure we loved it, but whatever.
Yeah. This is definitely something that I think I watched everybody's reaction, and wow, it was like gritting your back teeth, you know, kind of sour, like, oh my gosh, mom, don't make me taste this anymore.
Juliana,
there's nothing
wrong.
There's nothing redeeming around
key limes.
Yeah.
Describe this beer in three
words.
It's
just this very tart.
No, it is really tart. Like, I'm a fan of key lime pie. Like, really well done key lime pie.
She drinks key lime LaCroix.
The key lime is good in this, but it's just got this really weird tart aftertaste.
I get a solvent sort of. I don't know. I think it's just the weird.
I think it's all the grapefruit and the lemon.
I think it's
that ride along with that key lime. The key lime can't control it.
All right.
I don't know that you need grapefruit if you got key lime.
I'm with you.
Like, just stop at the key lime.
I don't know what the point of that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Use half of what you're using and add some lactose.
That's why we do pilot batches, but whatever. Yeah.
What do we rate this dog?
Zero.
We rated this a 3.
Generous.
That's kind.
Okay. Whew. Moving on. Wow.
Yep.
Let's go to the Beach
Comber.
Ooh, Beach Cobbler. That'd be good.
Beach Cobbler?
So this has banana, tangerine, and pineapple.
Come on, man.
I thought it was
in an Imperial Sour Ale at 7.5%.
So.
You know, but let me. Sorry,
let me. Say it again.
Yeah.
Banana,
tangerine, and pineapple.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on down to the tropics.
So the thing about the open sales, though, going back for just a second, is it didn't taste like an 8%.
No, it did not. You're a fair point.
Yeah, and then this one, 7.5%?
It don't taste like that. It's just a fruity little beer.
That is an understatement.
I get the banana, which I really, I am impressed with the fact that they got a genuine banana flavor into this beer.
And this is a very genuine banana flavor.
There's a local brewery that does banana much better here.
Hmm.
Southern Grist do really good banana beers.
Is it that banana candy, though?
They did a banana cream pie beer that had a sourness to it, you know, kind of like a almost. But anyway, it's a tricky flavor to incorporate into
Mike.
A beer.
When you guys went and got your lap dances, did they have that banana hammock beer?
Yeah, the banana phone. Did you make a call on the banana phone?
I was looking for it and wasn't available that day. So yeah. We just had to go a different direction.
You got robbed.
Yeah. Well, that is an understatement all the way around.
Good.
What do you mean I can't have my 8th free lap dance?
I'm negative.
Damn it, man.
I got paperwork.
Turn on those sound systems. Bring back those poles.
Give me the glitter.
If this beer were a lap dance.
Yeah.
I would ask for a refund.
Yeah, this is like the toothless.
This is like
former bus driver working the lunch shift.
No, you know what? This is a lap dance from the Kool-Aid Man.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
It was really muddled. My own tasting notes here are
I like Kool-Aid.
Creamy, which it kind of lost that as it warmed up a bit here.
It's
tangerine. It reminded me of an Orange Julius. Quite a bit. It had that kind of, you know, quality about it. Like
it tastes like
like an ambrosia from hell, you know, in a beer. Was kind of how this went down, that fruit salad, you know, kind of thing.
But would this make a decent slushy?
No. This hasn't. No.
Definitely not.
Okay.
This doesn't
make a good
beverage.
Maybe
combining it with a key lime, you know, sour, something interesting might happen, but we'll leave that to the cuvee when Dave tries
it. I gave it a one. I was generous.
How did it grab you?
Go ahead. Say it was good.
It's no.
Okay. I think you guys are missing the point.
That was rude.
Sorry, Julie.
Mike, that was
rude. Was mean.
The banana was decent up front. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, no, that's the first flavor that you get, and the banana was, like, realistic. But then it took a turn for the sour,
just got
but,
all weird.
But in a weird way.
Yeah,
it was tastes very, like a chemical slurry.
Yes, it was very artificial. And I was trying to like wonder if you really iced the crap out of this and made this as a slushy, would it like soften that chemicalness of it?
You know, you mix those slushy, you got to mix some fruit juice. Or
you would have to put some agave nectar and sweeten it up.
You'd have to use a different beer.
Yeah, I agree. This one just doesn't.
It didn't.
Okay. Yeah. I guess my Tempest Fugit banana liqueur can't fix this, can
you,
it?
You just drink that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What did we rate this dog?
We rated this a generous 3.
Yeah.
Very generous 3.
Very generous 3.
Okay. Now let's go to the Observer. It's a triple dry hopped hazy dipper. This one is 8% ABV.
Yeah, sometimes can't control my sphincter.
It's dry hop with Cascade, Simcoe, and Sultana.
Ooh, Sultana.
So this is a continuation of that earlier conversation we had where it's a common base beer where they're really moving through a different set of hops. In this case, it's Cascade, Simcoe, and Sultana, which used to be called Denali, if you didn't get the memo, which I didn't. That they've changed the name of that hop, but
they say this one's oat based.
Well, that's where you get some of that
creaminess,
and a little bit of that sweetness. But I just, man, I don't know.
Still very creamy. I thought this was a very good hazy, good hop blend. I mean, I really enjoyed this all the way around. I thought it was a solid beer. I can understand where they're. Probably a ton of locals that just love this to death. They probably don't have anything, you know.
It was way better cold.
Yeah, it was. I agree. And it's not. It's got a great nose. It smells great.
Yeah,
it's taking it, some again ugly for a beer that's like the double dry hopped, for a beer that's triple dry hopped. It lacks the zing factor that those beers tend to bring. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's
I'm okay. with Dave. I enjoyed this a little bit better, cold and fresh.
Yeah, it's okay.
As it's kind of warmed up here a bit, it's turned a tad bit bitter.
It has, for sure.
For me.
For a hazy beer. Of course, they don't, whatever. I mean, that doesn't mean a whole lot anymore.
In general, I think hazy beers have to be cold to drink them. You
and
know
there's
what I mean?
A little slightly softer bitterness maybe for at least a NEPA, you know, but I don't know if they consider whatever. Are hazy beers NEPAs by, I mean, is that
that's a given? Hairs.
It's it's kind of synonymous. What'd you think about it when it was colder though?
When it was colder, I liked it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought it was decent. It had a nice creaminess to it. It had a decent hop profile. No, okay, think about where you are. If you're in Alabama, are you going to have a warm beer? No.
Ice cold beer! But, you know, the way that we enjoy things even here is almost within the same time frame that something would have been poured. You're sitting there enjoying the pint.
Thank you,
talking about it.
The back half of the beer would have been very different than, you know, the front half. You know,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that a motto in Alabama? I'm not
that
really sure.
That might be.
All right.
Yeah.
Watch out
I'm
for
a
the
fan
back
of
half.
The front half and the back half, baby.
So. Now, Juliana, if this beer had some banana in it, would it have been better?
No.
No.
Roll Tide.
No banana phone. That was pretty good.
I actually thought this was probably my favorite of the flight, though.
Yeah? Okay. I liked
it. Cameron was like, buddy.
I liked
that's
the
fine.
I was going to say the double dry hop was actually my favorite. But this is,
Well, for this being a triple dry hopped, when it came out of the can and it was cold.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Okay.
It wasn't too overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like now we're getting it. It's a little bit warmer and it's a little bit more bitter.
What's the ABV on this one?
This one is 8.
So, and that's an interesting thing to me is like a lot of triple dry hop beers end up being triple IPAs, which they end up being like 9 or 10%. So they kept the ABV back. They just kept throwing hops on it.
And well, I don't a lot think of it's times, a triple. It's just triple dry hopped.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. A lot of beers that are triple dry hopped end up being triple IPA. So they make a bigger beer to add more hops to it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this one, they just kept throwing hops on this beer. And, I mean, it's okay.
It's okay. Well, and we've seen, you know, actually where that works against, you know, some brewers where they move, you know, in between a double and a triple, and all of a sudden they kick up the amount of sugar they're working with. And it just does not work. Yeah, you know, there's a couple of breweries, you know, that we frequent, you know, quite frequently. I don't like their triple, you know, at all.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
For the reasons that they just completely lose, you know, the balance in the base beer, you know, when they do that.
Well, I'll tell you, like, it turns too sweet. Like Lawson's that Sips of Sunshine
is an amazing
yeah. idea.
I do not like that when they kick it up.
When they make the double Sips of Sunshine or Bearded Iris when they do the double or triple homestyle, it just doesn't play out, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't need to go that far.
When those breweries get that balance right, when they get it dialed in.
Just leave it alone. It's just,
they want to monkey with it. Mm-hmm. I think all these beers reflect maybe the Alabama palate. They like a higher IBV, you know, a higher alcohol content there. They like to get their buzz on. They like to party.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
I think people fall into the same trap a lot of times is, you know, you want to make a session beer, so you scale down a really good IPA and you mess it up.
Yeah.
Or you want to make a double, so you scale up a really good IPA. Instead of
coming at it from a new, clean the slate.
Creating a brand new beer.
From the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, I got one more good beer.
Okay. Well, this one, the Observer Triple Dry Hopped IPA, we rated a 3. And now we're going to talk about the 205. So the 205 is featured in Southern Living. That's a magazine, by the way. There are 50 reasons we love summer in the South. Hmm. It was created as a love letter to Birmingham for voting. Birmingham voted them best brewery. Okay. With a simple dialed-in grain bill and the accompaniment of a generous dry hop of 100% fresh Citra hops, 205 is everything we wanted and more in a pale ale. The beer explodes with aromas and flavors of juicy white peaches, ripe pineapple puree, fresh key lime, peel zest, and the slightest touch of grapefruit pith, all rounding out with a light and crisp, low-resin bitterness. It's why the term crushable exists.
Yikes.
So that was a lot of words. Here's what I'll say. Peaches, yes. Definitely get that, a little apricot. I don't know about all the lime and
I get some lime on the aroma.
Yeah.
It's a sweet citrus.
You know what I get?
It's a tasty little beer, though. Oh, here we go.
You know what I get?
What do you get?
I get the worst Citra beer I've ever had in my life. This is not good.
I mean, dude, I'm liking this. And as it warms up, I'm liking this beer even more.
I mean, come on, man. Think about all the great Citra beers you've had.
I like this. So the first thing I wrote down,
a really good one I'm having right now.
It doesn't smell like
I really love this fresh. I wrote down light and fluffy.
It is light and fluffy.
It still is even a bit warm. The mouthfeel off this is really good. I think that it is very approachable. It definitely says, you know, interesting day on the lake, for sure. I can definitely understand why, you know, a lot of people would enjoy this as a local brew. I think it's super solid. I don't know if I would go 50 Reasons Why We Love Summer in the South, but, you know, I do understand why I think this is a really great local brew. And this tastes like something they've made like 5,000 times. This sounds like this really feels like a recipe they have completely dialed in.
Okay, let's think about this. Summer. No, I'm just saying.
Think about it.
Wait.
Summer on the lake, you like your fruits. You probably like a white wine, maybe like a sangria. This, to me, tastes like a beer version of a white sangria. Huh. Because white sangrias have a lot of peaches and a lot of, like, sweet fruits in them. And
you gotta give her that.
And this reminds me of that.
Well, okay. I feel you. Yeah.
Sort of, in a way.
Tell you what I don't like when I'm on the lake is a mouth full of garbage.
Well, I'm just, it's not that I would necessarily be drinking this, you know, all the time, but I could see why people really like
this. What
do we
give this beer?
So we
just like, let's finish.
Whatever. We rated the 205 from Trim Tab a 4.
Under protest.
Peace.
From some people. All right. Well, that is going to do it for Alabama and for us for today.
Yep.
Roll Tide.
Yes. Roll Tide.
Had to say that.
Thank you so much. This was great stuff.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoy this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in.
Tap that subscribe button.
Tap, tap, tap.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip Sud Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands and thousands
and
of
millions.
Other fanatical fans of ours on these social media platforms.
Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online.
5 stars.
That's a great big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. You guys suck.
Go to Bud Caperton.
Oh, it's, look, I know that I've been a little harsh during this episode, but this is what makes beer great, is we all have different opinions. I'm going to go home and recalibrate my tongue and see if something's wrong, but it's been fun, and I look forward to next time.
Good old boy, Mike.
I think he's going to go home and drink like 20 Saisons and I hate IPAs.
It's recalibration. That's what a recalibration is, Mike.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Come back and join us for another exciting episode without Caperton. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy, Dave.
Roll Tide. Check me out on Instagram at good old boy Dave.
There you go.
This is good old gal Juliana. Despite the comments that we have made about the state of Alabama, we still go there for beer occasionally, so we can't harp on them too much.
This is true.
Keep on chuggling and catch you on the next episode.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see y'all next time.